Well, this is a very exciting day because I've received a roast from my bro, the Datera Bruzzi, a Brazilian fantastic bean, which I've actually tasted before, by a roaster who's roasting for Her Majesty the Queen. And now my brother has actually sent me the same bean, but roasted by him, hand-roasted on a little artisan roaster. And I've received it yesterday, and I couldn't wait today to get to my setup here in Holderness Road, a Vario Malkönig, fantastic grinder, a Ranchillo Silvia, fantastic little espresso machine for the home. And in fact, I have just produced a really, really nice espresso from this very bean. I can say that the extraction could have been a little bit better. It was a bit sticky. That's because I'm not as familiar yet with my little Vario, the king of kings. And, well, I just went by what I used it yesterday on the Drury Reserva, and that was like really a lovely coffee. But, so it's a bit sticky. Nevertheless, so instead of kind of between 25 and 30 seconds stopping it, I had to go on a little bit because it was a bit sticky at the beginning. But nevertheless, the smell, rich, earthy, sweet in a way. The first sip was just beautiful mouthfeel, absolutely thick, rich nectar, beautiful mouthfeel, earthy, smoky, no hint of bitterness whatsoever, a lovely lingering mouthfeel. And I am very, very impressed. I'm going to pull another shot now because I'd like to kind of get the extraction going better than I did. And then I might actually add a bit of milk to it, rice milk, a little bit of soya milk combined, and see what it tastes like as a latte. I'm alone here today. Sadly, everybody's flown out. And I've made a coffee this morning already for Shirley. And now I'm just having a good play for myself and trying to get the best out of this bean. But I am very, very impressed already. So I can only pull a better shot, which I endeavor to do, and then check back in.